currency battle between China and the United States.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. The U.S. ambassador to China today ramped up a simmering trade dispute. In a speech to Beijing University students, Ambassador John Huntsman said China's currency policy has been hurting global commerce for a while now, but publicly complaining about the dispute inside China's borders may have turned up the burner even more. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is in our Washington studio. He joins us live to talk about it right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So why is the U.S. heating things up now?
Well, for one thing, there's more international support for the U.S. position. Europe and Latin America are still having trouble recovering from the recession, while China's economy is booming. And normally that would make China's money, the yuan, a lot stronger. But China tightly pegs the yuan to the dollar, and that makes it harder for those exports to compete. So other countries are angry now about China's currency, and the U.S. might be feeling that it has some reinforcements on its side.
What's China's reaction, John, to this international pressure to change its currency?
Well, China's feeling its own domestic pressure over jobs, according to Tsinghua University economics professor Patrick Chovanec.
In China, exports are a very sensitive issue right now. In 2009, exports took a big hit. There was a drop of demand from the United States and from other global markets, and exporters were really hurting last year.
So Chovanec says China wants to use exports as its way out of the recession, which means they're very reluctant to jeopardize the competitiveness of their products with a stronger currency.
John, could this get even more heated?
Absolutely. Next month, in a regular report from Treasury, China could be officially added to the list of the world's currency manipulators, and that's not going to sit well in Beijing.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington this morning. John, thanks.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on the Morning Report, former Labor Secretary Robert Reich says the Chinese currency issue is evoking some rare bipartisanship in Washington. Next week, the Senate will begin consideration of the financial overhaul bill proposed by Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd. One highlight of that bill is a proposed consumer financial protection agency that's supposed to guard against abusive lenders. But as reporter Brett Neely tells us, the bill may not be as tough on some lenders as it is on others.
The payday loan industry lends small amounts at very high interest rates. The loosely regulated industry doesn't have a sterling reputation.
It used to be the purview of mob loan sharks.
That's Lauren Saunders from the National Consumer Law Center. She says payday lenders are the perfect definition of what consumers need protection from.
We're now seeing payday lenders targeting people with unemployment benefits, you know, to offer them payday loans.
But in Dodd's draft bill, only large payday lenders will be overseen by the new agency. First, it will have to define what large means. That could take a year once the agency gets off the ground, says Ed Mirzvinsky at the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
And in a year, you can make a lot of money ripping people off.
He says the payday lending industry actually came out badly in the bill writing process because there's a path to regulation. Mirzvinsky says stockbrokers and other groups managed to water down the draft to the point where it only orders studies rather than new rules for their businesses.
And the study is going to be just one more dead forest of trees that is going to say the same thing all the other studies have shown.
Which is that the groups need tougher regulation. Steve Schlein, a Payday Lending Association spokesman, told me the industry likes things the way they are. Currently, states regulate payday lenders.
And there's no federal need to regulate us. The federal government should focus on the industries that cause the economic meltdown.
He says the association plans to keep fighting Dodd's bill as it makes its way through the Senate. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Stocks are mainly lower in overseas trading right now. European shares are flat. In Asia, markets were off today. The Nikkei lost nearly 1%. Wall Street yesterday, not so bad. Investors made it another day of gains. The Dow is at a 17-month high after tacking on 47 points. It ended the day at 10,733. Nike says stronger sales helped boost third-quarter profits. Yahoo says it's buying Citizen Sports, a sports and information service geared towards social networking and cell phones. Now, Yahoo says the deal strengthens its media presence and creates more ad opportunities.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard. Reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com. By Discovery, from the producers of Planet Earth comes Life, premiering Sunday on Discovery Channel and narrated by Oprah Winfrey, 8 p.m. Sunday on the Discovery Channel. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is reportedly looking to buy a German generic drug maker. Pfizer is big in brand name medications, but wants to diversify. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Gregory Warner takes a look at the strategy.
If Pfizer wins the bid, it'll enter the European generic drug market in a big way. Les Fundleiter is a healthcare analyst at Miller Tabak.
The strategy is to diversify their revenue base because developing new drugs is difficult and often fraught with failure.
Many Pfizer blockbusters like Viagra and Lipitor are losing patent protection and will have to compete against generics. Tom Getson is a health economist at Temple University in Philadelphia. He says drug companies may be shifting from having one branded drug to owning many generic drugs in one category.
It frankly doesn't make any difference if you have a patent if you control every single cholesterol drug, because you control that market.
Pfizer isn't the only big drug company vying for Radiopharm. Israeli generics giant Teva is also expected to make a bid today. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally, we've learned even the most formal halls of the Ivy League can loosen up a bit. A journal at Yale University called The Green Bag created some bobblehead dolls that are now jiggling around the law school's library. The dolls are likenesses of a dozen current and former U.S. Supreme Court justices, from William Rehnquist to Sandra Day O'Connor, each with its own character and depiction. A librarian there told the New York Times, 100 years from now, he said, if someone wants to study the bobbleheads, where will they go? I think that question's been answered. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.